Haines resident Heather Lundy is a newspaper obituary writer, author, and assembly member. Soon, she could be an executive producer on a TV show based on her life. An international TV production company has optioned the rights for two of Lundy's memoirs. That means the small town of Haines may have more than 15 minutes of fame if the show comes to fruition. Imagine getting an email from TV producers with a list of famous actresses who might play you.
It's really funny. Like you do kind of think, like, is this real? And then you think, well, maybe. But then you think, no, it might not be. And then, well, it could be.
That's Heather Lundy. There aren't any actors attached to the show yet, but there is an international media company which touts shows like American Gods and The Young Pope. And there are producers heading the project who worked on shows like Call the Midwife and The Honorable Woman. Lundy says one of those producers visited Haines last year during the talks leading up to this announcement.
We kind of thought, well, let's check him out and invite him over for dinner with a bunch of my friends and let them kind of drill him on the whole thing. And when he passed what, by all accounts, would be a pretty tough test for anybody, even in Haines, to get grilled by this crowd. They all left and said, I think it's going to be okay. You know, it's all right.
That was me.
Christian Vesper is an executive with Fremantle Media. He says a colleague of his got interested in Lundy's books after reading a BBC article about her. Fremantle reached out to Lundy and things progressed from there. Vesper is based in New York. He explains his interest in the project.
You know, it's a really tense and divisive time right now, and I think that there's space on television for a story that is, you know, about you know, simply about family and life and death, and you know, I think that Heather's writing and her stories are actually very optimistic and humane, and I think there's a place in the world for that right now.
Lundy says when she first heard from Fremantle, she had some concerns.
You know, my books are about my life, and they're also about this community, and it's, you know, everything I care about. And so I want to make sure that it's done right, if it's going to be done.
Working with the producers, Lundy established safeguards which she thinks will protect people's privacy. The show will be inspired by her books. It won't be an exact recreation. She says the main character probably won't even be named Heather, and the town won't be called Haines.
It will obviously be a small town in Alaska. We might end up even calling it Port Chilkoot.
Lundy says her understanding is the show will be like a mix of Murder, She Wrote and Northern Exposure. Each episode will be structured around an obituary.
In the writing of that, there'll be some sort of existential issue, whether it's a family issue or a community issue or a personal issue, that's enlightened and solved through the course of it. And we'll find the good when it, by the end of the show.
Fremantle optioned the rights for two of Lundy's books, her very first memoir, If You Lived Here, I'd Know Your Name, and her latest, Find the Good. Lundy says she purposely excluded her second book, which is called Take Good Care of the Garden and the Dogs.
The middle book is my most personal, about, you know, getting run over, accident, my mom dying. There's a lot of faith in it. And I actually held that one out on purpose for now, because I thought, you know, let's see how it all works out.
If it does go well, Lundy might allow the TV producers to use those experiences, including the one where she was run over by a truck while riding her bike.
That's like made for TV, right?
The most recent drama in Lundy's life is political. She is one of three assembly members targeted in a recall election this August. Lundy says she doesn't know if the recall will make it into the show.
You know, drama is drama. And it's pretty dramatic what's going on right now. So it could be. But that, again, will depend on when they need the plot twist, or perhaps even what happens. I don't know.
Lundy says Haines is a dramatic town on all kinds of levels. But she thinks what fascinates outsiders about this place is more than that.
I think people are craving community and connection and connection to both other people and also to a place in the kind of way that we have here. It's just increasingly rare in the world. And I think that really appeals to people.
Fremantle's Christian Vesper says a writer is on board to develop a pitch for TV networks. He says it's impossible to predict whether the show will get picked up. And if it does, it's hard to say how long it would take before the fictional version of Haynes makes it to TV. In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.